One of your earth challenges is that you are constantly presented with situations where you need to gather up your own energy and return it to your own center. That seems a strange thing, because after all, you are you. But particularly when you travel, or when you have life circumstances that are changing very quickly, you very often come to the place where you do not feel that all of you is with you. And so when you feel that, that is the most, of course, inopportune time usually to meditate. And yet it is the best time to meditate. Because what you want to take with you on any path, no matter what is happening, is who you really are and all of who you really are, not just a part, and particularly not just a reactive part. That is something that happens when we have challenges on the path. There is a tendency then to stay in the part of ourselves that reacts but does not know. We will make this one distinction before we meditate, because it is an interesting one. To react to your life circumstances takes quite a lot of energy. To know who you are and the real place that you are reacting from takes quite a lot of courage and quite a lot of practice. And yet, when you look at your life path, when you have been able to do that, you will see that your decisions have been the correct ones for the walk that you are taking. So this gathering in of who you are, this remembering who you are and drawing into the center of your own being to be nourished by who you really are, rather than being lost by the things that pull you away from yourself. And as we are sure you all know, there are many things that pull you away from yourself. So to have all of the experiences, but not to lose your center as they are happening, that is a worthy goal for anyone's path, particularly in the, shall we say, the unsettled times in which you are living. Now, as you may know, we have entered a retrograde. And what we want to say about that is that for the planet, it is one of the gentler retrogrades. There are some very oddly fiery retrogrades that are difficult to manage. But this retrograde is the kind of energy that says, stop and find yourself. Take your time, because the most important thing is who you really are. So, begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the energy of peace around you and breathe in that peace. And exhale confusion. Breathe in peace. And exhale anything that may be pulling you away from your center. Now feel a gentle rain, a rain that falls around the outside of your body. And let that gentle rain wash away the world and its demands, and any place you may be caught up in it. Feel the rain, let go. Feeling a cleansing energy from the earth coming up into your root center. Let that cleansing energy release the burden that the root may have been holding, knowing that what you are creating in your life, you are creating in union with the universe. So release tension around the root. Allow the universe's energy to move in to support your path. Feel a cleansing energy come up and enter the second center. And let the cleansing energy release you from shame and judgment, particularly the old reflexive patterns, where you may feel those things almost without thought, but simply because that pattern is running. Let the cleansing energy move those patterns out of your second center. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your solar plexus. And let the cleansing energy release the emotions that have already been felt and no longer serve your path. As they release, let them make room for joy. Let them make room for the things that make you feel the most alive. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your heart. And let the cleansing energy move through your heart center and the garden that is growing there. And let the cleansing energy wash away limitation, doubt, any worry that might have caught in that center and stunted the growth of who you are. Feel that being released. And feel the cleansing energy come up and into your throat center. And let the cleansing energy remove any judgment that may have caught in your communication. Judgment of yourself, judgment of others, even judgment of the world. Feel all that conversation washed out of the throat center. And tell the throat center that its job is to speak loving kindness to you first and then to the world around you. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the third eye. And let the cleansing energy move all of the shadows, move all of the doubt away from the center that knows truly and deeply. the center that guides you when you are able to move with faith into that part of your knowing. Let the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the crown. And let the cleansing energy open the crown. Understanding that when the crown opens, you are making a conduit to the power of the energy of the universe. And feel that great ball of golden light above your head, pouring its love and its power and its healing and its comfort, pouring it into your body. And let that energy move and become one with your thoughts. And with what you speak. And with your heart. With your solar plexus. Your second center. And your root. And let the universal energy flow through your trunk and heal anything that needs to be healed. Feel it flow down your back to relieve you of your burden and strengthen your ability to stand and connect from who you really are to the place from which you really came. Feel the energy spread through your arms and your hands, down through your legs and your feet. And simply breathe. And feel how light you have become and how able you are to move your energy up through your body, out through your crown, into the night sky. See your path before you and know that it leads you to your own place, the place where you are most truly who you are. See gates open and feel the energy that restores you rushing into you. And notice the place where the path begins to move upward. And know that as you move on that path, you will come to a place where your teacher waits for you. Take this time, this moment, to be with your teacher. know that your teacher has a gift for you. And resting the mind, accept the gift. Thank your teacher for the gift. And bless the teacher who has blessed you. Come back to this place that is your place. And as the gates open, find yourself free in the night sky, free and boundless, one of the lights among the millions and millions of lights that balance the universe. And let yourself know gratitude for your own light and the light from which you came. Now, as you come closer to the room, be above your circle, and as a service, find a gift or a message for those who sit here with you. Thank you. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've balanced in your body, open your eyes.